Hello everyone, this is Kasamulan Podcast, and in this episode I would like to make a short review for the match between Genoa and Milan. The match held in Luigi Ferrari Stadium, or also known as Marassi Stadium, in city of Genova, region of Liguria, the northwest of Italy. And the match, as I watched directly from video.com, Luigi Ferraris was full house, yeah. The stadium full packed with the fanatic of Genoa fans. I guess only 3,000 Milan supporters attended the match. The result is, of course, positive for Milan. A 1-0 victory ensure the 3 points and clean sheet. This result also brought Milan to the top of the table, because a few hours before, Inter held by Bologna at San Siro. But we should be aware of the Juventus, because they also won against Torino in Derby della Mole. They are sitting at third place now with, if I'm not mistaken, 17 points. Yeah, 2 points behind Inter. And Milan, with this win, they collect 21 points, 2 points ahead of Inter. And we also should wait for the result of Napoli, which may change the constellation of the Serie A table this week. Yeah, in short conclusion, the match, I think it's quite boring, because Genoa very defensive. Yeah, very disciplined. They try not to concede the goals. Yeah. And until the 75 or 80 minutes, the game was quite flat. But after the goal scored by Christian Pulisic at 86 minutes, yeah, the drama was there, which I will discuss, yeah, in this episode. Gilardino, the coach of Genoa, also former Milan players, on paper, he used the 4-4-2 formation, or 4-4-1-1, but in reality, he also play with 6 defenders or 5 defenders, with 3 midfielders also support the defense. Yeah, they closing down very well, yeah, actually, and they play with so much discipline and grinta for the whole match. It was very tough win for Milan, and there are also sacrifices being made, with Theo Hernandez being cautioned, so he will be absent against Juventus. Also Mike Maignan, he got a red card after his foul on Caleb Ekuban, yeah, at the last minute. Genoa play with Josef Martinez as a goalkeeper, and then at the right back, Kone de Winter, the Dutch Juventus player on loan from Juventus. Last season he played with Empoli. And then at the center, Mattia Bani and Dragusin. I guess Dragusin is also a Juve player, yeah. And then the left back, Juan Vazquez, the Mexican defender. At the midfield, yeah, 2 Morten, Morten Frendrup and Morten Thorsby, yeah. Thorsby, the ex-Sampdoria players, he's got a more physical presence, and he attacked the box so with so many occasion because of his heights and his aerial battle, yeah. And then Stefano Sabelli played as a right midfielder, Rigelino's Habs as a left-sided midfielder, and then Ruslan Malinovsky as the playmaker, and then Albert Gudmundsson as the lone striker. Yeah, it's a quite 90s formation, yeah, where the left side and the right side of midfielder was not an inverted winger, just like nowadays we see, but a more traditional winger with their stronger foot play on their side. Yeah. Milan, Stefano Pioli play some of the rotational, especially up front. Yeah. At the back, the same. Yeah, Florenzi played ahead of Calabria. Adli back to the starting spot after he got benched against Borussia Dortmund. And also Reinders and Musa played from the beginning until the end. And then up front, Okafor played in Leao's position at left. And Chukwueze also played on the right, while Luka Jovic played at the center as a focal point of the attack. Yeah, as I said, the match relatively boring actually, because Genoa closing down very well and Milan couldn't find any space. Yeah, they cannot find a killer ball, yeah, to finish into the Genoa's or at least to make Josef Martinez make the save. Yeah, only Chukwueze, he created some of the crosses, yeah, but couldn't both Okafor or Jovic, they couldn't find the net. Yeah, Okafor had one chance with the through ball gave by Chukwueze, but he couldn't control the ball well. And Luka Jovic was tightly isolated by the Genoa defenders. And Yasin Adli also, yeah, he cannot find or he cannot provide the long through ball to the wing, because at the wing area, Genoa players are, yeah, so they put so many players at the flank. Yeah, at the left flank, yeah. Habs and also Vasquez, they mark Chukwueze and Florenzi, and also at the left side, at the right side of the Genoa, Sabelli and also De Winter, they didn't provide any space for Leao and Okafor and Theo, yeah, so they cannot find the space there, while in the midfielder the three men, yeah, Malinovsky, Thorsby, and Frendrup, they closing down very well. Yeah, Reinders, Musa, yeah, and Adli. So they cannot find any space. Yeah, the chance only provided via dead ball situation or set piece or sometimes quick counter. But they recovered very well. Yeah. Yeah, they played very neat, and yeah, they almost not attack to our penalty box. Yeah, at the first half, at the second half, yeah, the game was a little bit more open than the first half. Yeah, and actually, Genoa got. He's got their first chance with Dragusin. He shot from the outside of penalty area with his left foot. The ball deflected from Tomori or Reinders. I cannot remember. And Mike Mignon, he made a beautiful save. Yeah, it was fingertips that prevent the Milan from conceding a goal. And then Rafa Leao got his chance, yeah, from the cross provided by Florenzi. Rafa headed the ball struck to the pitch, but Josep Martinez with his reflex, he provided an excellent save. And after that, Calabria play and then Pulisic play from the beginning of second half, also Leao, yeah. And then Genoa also play with Ekuban and George Puskas, yeah, to provide more pressure on Milan defense. And the match become in Milan's favor, yeah, after the cross from Yunus Musa, received well by Pulisic, and then he with a little bit of a spin, or like he rotate his body from the opposite of the goal to up front, and then he put a left-footed volley, yeah, and couldn't save by Josep Martinez. Josep Martinez. I sometimes cannot switch between Josep Martinez and Juan Vazquez. Yeah, that's a typical name of Spanish players. And actually, the referee saw the VAR. Yeah, they used the VAR to check whether the ball handled by Christian Pulisic. But after the review, it concluded that the ball touched the shoulder of Christian Pulisic, not the hand, and the hand also not active, so the goal was stand. Yeah, but it's not that's not over yet. Yeah, with Caleb Ekuban, he's got pace. Yeah, after received the long pass from the defender, Ekuban was in one-on-one situation between with Mike Maignan. He get past Bartesaghi and Tomori, yeah, with his pace, and Mike Maignan, he needed to save his goal with his head. He headed the ball, yeah, twice, yeah, from Ekuban and from George Puskas, from Gudmundsen, yeah, Ekuban and Gudmundsen. But after checking, yeah, Mike Maignan's knee hit the chest of Ekuban. Yeah, so it was considered as a serious foul. Yeah, or I don't know which one the referee used to brand a red card for Mike Maignan, whether as a serious foul or prevent of the clear goal scoring opportunity. Yeah, but I think it's a serious foul because the knee of Mike Maignan hit Ekuban's chest first because before he headed the ball away. Yeah, so at that situation, because Milan already made a 5 substitution with Pulisic, Leao, Calabria, and then Bartesaghi, and also Olivier Giroud came in at the second half. So Sport Yellow cannot be inserted to the pitch. So then an outfit player should take the responsible to be a replacement of Mike Maignan, yeah, between the posts. And the person was Olivier Giroud. Yeah. Before that, Christian Pulisic asked to be that man, but because Olivier Giroud is the tallest, yeah, at the squad. Actually, Malik Thiaw is the tallest, but of course they don't want to sacrifice a defender to be a goalkeeper, right? So because of Olivier Giroud is a striker and he's the tallest in the pitch, yeah, after Malik Thiaw, so he took that responsibility, and he should face a free kick in a very dangerous situation in his first encounter as a goalkeeper for Milan. Yeah, actually not a goalkeeper, but what do we say? A sudden goalkeeper. Yeah, a sudden goalkeeper, an unprepared goalkeeper. Yeah. And the free kick took by Gudmundsson deflected to, I don't know, Tomori or Musa. And fortunately, it hit a crossbar. Yeah, a traversa in Italian. Not palo. Palo is the two posts in between. But traversa is the up post, yeah, if you know what I mean. And after that, Ekuban headed the rebounds, but Tomori put into the corner kick. And after the corner kick to the far post, Josef Martinez, the goalkeeper, also supported the attack. Yeah, Musa came with the clearance, but the tackle from Josef Martinez was considered dangerous and too high, so Martinez, who's already been booked in yellow card for time wasting, he got his second yellow card, and as a result he got the red card. But fortunately for Genoa, they still can make a substitution for the goalkeeper, so Nicola Leali, yeah, play. Nicola Leali, I think, yeah, if we talk about him 10 or 12 years ago, he was touted as a heir of Buffon, one of the brightest talents at the goalkeeping position. Nicola Leali, Simone Scuffet, yeah, but never work out, yeah. And Nicola Leali looked old, right, when he came, yeah. And then, actually, there's also a mistake by the referee, because when he stopped the match to give the red card for Josef Martinez, actually Milan was on possession. Rafa Leao received the ball from Musa clearance, and he could have easily, yeah, get past the defense and score in empty net, yeah. But instead, the referee stopped the match to provide or to give the red card for Josef Martinez. Yeah, it's also questionable, but yeah, that's okay. And the last effort from Genoa came from, again, Ekuban. Yeah, he's got the skill, he's got the pace. Yeah, he flicked the ball through George Puskas, but Giroud bravely get out from the box, not from the box, get out from his position and to get the ball from Puskas' feet. Yeah, the ball actually initially came off from his hand, but with his agility, he saved the ball. Yeah, and then again he catch the ball when the ball almost leave the field for corner kick, and then the match was over. And suddenly all of the players they came to Giroud, they hug him, they celebrated as if it was very a determining match. Yeah, but I can understand the players' reaction, because it was a very intense and emotional at the end of the game. It has the vibe of Rio Ave match, if you know what I mean. And yeah, because so many sacrifice, so many trouble and difficulties during this match. Although if we didn't watch the game, oh, Milan won 1-0. Yeah, but if you see Mike Mignon has got a red card, and also the Genoa keeper also got a red card, so you can say that this match end with a huge drama. Yeah, again, we should thank the Milan squad for this, also the coach and the mentality that they have, the strength, yeah, the refusal to give up, yeah, to give everything for this uniform. Yeah, we should be proud for the Milan squad on it, even though it didn't really look pretty, but it's still a massive 3 points from Marassi. Yeah, but yeah, Stefano Pioli should think. They have 2 weeks to think how they play without Theo and Mike Mignon against Juventus. Yeah, that's all, I guess. But I think they can handle it from here. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I think that's all my short review, and thank you for listening. Yeah, happy holiday. Bye.